Hey friends! So today we are reading from the Illumination Presents Minions 5-Minute Stories book. And this is the third story, is that right? Yeah, the third story in the book. And it's from the movie Despicable Me 2. Despicable Me. Remember that movie? It's a good one. Okay. And so the name of the story is Attack of the Evil Minions. And it was written by Kristen Mayer and illustrated by Ed Miller. And it's based on the motion picture screenplay written by Cinco Paul and Ken Dario. And are you ready? Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's read today by Philip and Mommy.
Mommy and...
Okay. And... Mommy and...
I have a lot of hobbies, so you might not hear them all. I'm the bow and arrow monkey, and I pop balloons.
Oh, the bow and arrow monkey who pops balloons. Pleasure to have you here, sir. Please don't pop any balloons while I'm reading our story, because it would be very loud.
Oh, in the game, the balloons just go like this.
Oh, and he's showing me that the balloons just simply explode, but they don't make a loud noise. Okay, well, that's good to know. Would you like to dive into the story with me?
Uh-huh.
Let's do it. Okay. See that guy there among all the little yellow fellows? That's Gru. He was once a villain, but now he's turned into a secret lab under his house into a jelly factory. And the yellow fellows are minions. See all the minions that work making jelly? Well, most of them are working. And friends, I will post a picture of this so you can see what I'm talking about on my Instagram.
What does Gru say?
Gru has got a microphone and he says, "Tell me when testing. 1, 2, 3, oops." And then he sees a sign that says, "Quiet, please. Testing in progress." Oh, so he shouldn't have been making all that noise. Oh, man. Okay. The bad news is that the jelly tastes gross. Kevin asks Gru,
"Boss, tobelina la belly?"
Gru throws his hands up in the air.
"You know what?" he says, "Shut it down. We are officially out of the jelly business."
The minions cheer. Then they smash all the jelly jars to celebrate. And they go splat, 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 splat. And they have made a huge mess. You know, jelly is not one of those things that you want to have spill everywhere because it is very sticky. I do not think it's going to be fun to clean that up. Later that night, the doorbell rings at Gru's house. Ding dong.
Metal?
Oh no! A mysterious villain grabs the minion who opened the door. So many minions. So little time. I'm very worried about this minion. Meanwhile, the other minions are hanging out. It's good to be a minion.
Okay! Jerry, Kevin, keep an eye on things, okay?
Says Gru.
I'm going out.
The minions take a look around the house, and all is quiet, so they decide to have some fun. Kevin nudges Jerry.
Hey, put,
he asks. Jerry giggles.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. Una, do?
And then clang, they hear a loud noise outside. Okay, so I have to explain these pictures. It looks like Gru is leaving the minions. And the minions, how do you describe them, Philip? For maybe our friends who may not know what minions look like. They're little and yellow, just like the book says. But they also have overalls on, right? Mm-hmm. And what color are they?
Hello.
What color are their overalls?
Blue.
And they have black pants and they have black gloves. And they wear goggles, right?
And they always say banana.
They do. They do say it. They love bananas. They also kind of look a little bit like bananas, don't they? Anyways, so Jerry and Kevin are in charge here, and they're going to play putt-putt golf in the living room, which does not seem safe. We don't allow that, do we? Absolutely not. Not in our house. So let's see what happens. The minions tiptoe outside looking for a burglar.
Boca, boca?
They wonder. Suddenly, a stray cat jumps out of the garbage can. Whew. Kevin and Jerry laugh at each other for being so scared.
Look at all.
They pointed at each other. The pointing turns into a wrestling match, but they freeze when a strange beam of light shines down from above. Two more minions missing. Are you worried for them? I am too. The next day, an ice cream truck drives by the house. Ring-a-ling! Gru should really mind his minions. Someone keeps taking them. Someone has collected mucho minions and put them on a beach. They don't know it, but the minions are trapped. What will happen to them? A minion is a terrible thing to waste. That's funny, because there's a very famous saying that says a mind is a terrible thing to waste, and minion and mind start with the same letters. Okay.
Meadow,
says Kevin.
Goodbye,
says Tom. In another secret lab, the villain has plans for the minions. The minions don't notice the purple goo. What will that purple goo do to them? And what are they eating?
Bananas.
Bananas. Blah!
It turns Tom into a monster. Yellow is no longer mellow. What color is he now?
Purple.
Purple. And what else has, what has changed about him?
His overalls are now black.
His overalls are now black, and he's got wild and crazy purple hair. And he's got his teeth that stick out really funny at the bottom, don't they? He kind of looks very goofy, to be honest with you.
And scary.
A little bit, yeah. But one evil minion is never enough. The new evil minions are unstoppable. Flames don't burn them. Explosives are just a mild tummy ache. And they eat metal. Lots of metal. The mastermind behind the minion mania is known as El Macho.
The time has come, my purple army,
he cries.
I will unleash you, and you will eat the entire city. The world will be ours.
El Macho looks around.
Hey, minions, what are you doing? Pay attention. Stop eating the rocket. We need that. Get a hold of your brains. Everybody back in line.
Well, they don't really have brains, though, do they? Mm-hmm. They're kind of big purple metal-eating monsters. Okay.
El Macho unleashes his evil minions onto the world. First stop, Gru's house. It's an attack of the evil minions.
Oh no, I am very worried about Gru's house. Aren't you? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Purple minions eat through the walls of Gru's lab. The minions don't know what to do. What should they do?
If I were there, I would just shoot arrows at those dudes, and then they would turn into normals.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because I have arrows that are called creepy to normal.
I love your imagination. That's true. Some, you know, if we had that, we could do that.
One minion throws a leftover jar of jelly at the purple monsters.
And the jelly is the cure. The monster turns back into Kevin.
Gulp,
he says, possibly because he does not like the flavor
of that jelly. Gru assembles his minions. Now he knows what to do. He points to a vat of unused jelly and says,
"Team Minion, all hands on deck. Let's put this horrible jelly to good use."
"Aye, aye, coming,"
they shout. The minions load globs of jelly into a blaster ship and zoom into the air to zap all of the evil minions with splats of sticky stuff.
"It's over, El Macho, you lose,"
yells Gru in triumph as minions swarm the villain.
"No,"
cries El Macho.
"My minions!"
"My minions," says Gru.
"The best minions ever."
And that, my friends, is
the end.
It is the end.